My name is Chuck Carpenter, and this is my wife, Stephanie, and we are directors of Holden Village. On behalf of Holden Village, we are very honored to have this ceremony, this naturalization ceremony here tonight, in the second year in a row, and we thank you all for coming. In advance, I'd like to say congratulations to the candidates for all your hard work and perseverance. And thank you for sharing this moment with all of us. Thank you all for coming tonight.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's a very exciting night. There's a lot of emotions and energy, and it's really exciting to share it. And speaking of emotion and energy, I'm wondering how many of you know Norma Gallegos. Here's a different question. How many people don't know Norma Gallegos? Okay, Norma, these are just a few people you need to meet, otherwise. We are honored to have as a friend and companion in this life Norma Gallegos. She is a ball of energy, a catalyst in the community. Her passion is contagious, and her heart is huge. And we are honored to cross paths with Norma. And we're lucky enough to even have her on the board at Holden Village. So she's one of Holden Village board members as well, which is a great thing. And so, tonight, for those of you who don't know, I would like to introduce Norma Gallegos. Perhaps because we're celebrating 50 years of Holden Village, an existing, beautiful place, all because one individual had a dream. It could visualize, like many of us, a visit. My first visit, I had many, many pictures of what this would be with perhaps mariachi, perhaps tamales. But I never thought of a ceremony. So also, not only 50 years of Holden Village, but 10 years of Abriendo Caminos. So yeah. Those of you that have been part of, and I know there's many, please stand up. Abriendo Caminos for just 1 second, really quick. Abriendo Caminos, if you've been involved with Abriendo Caminos 10 years, please stand up and join me. Just as many of you know me, I know the passion you have for Holden. Thank you. Caminos, 10 años de este lugar de existencia, 50 años de existencia, Holden Village, y 10 años de Abriendo Caminos. Grande. But about 2.5 years ago, in Wenatchee, we had a couple of visitors. Roy Davis, right over there, and Keith Brown, right over here, came to Wenatchee and were asking for some assistance in getting to people and getting them to know that they were about services. And about helping people, about becoming citizens, and many other services, that it was very easy and simple. And I thought, really? Would you come and help our families? Yes. Would you go through different churches, different communities at any time during the weekends? And they said yes. So right then I learned that they were passionate about their work. They were very special people that would go out and beyond. So immediately I went through churches, and today we are celebrating over 10 ceremonies that I have been part of with these guys. All the way from Rooster, Chelan, Madison, Arundo, Quincy, Wenatchee, East Wenatchee, and many other places. Many people have become naturalized because of their efforts and their outreach. And today we also have with us Annabelle Birch, one of their officers, and the Chief of Staff, Leanne
live from the Seattle-Tacoma area. So this is very special for me and many of you, because some of us have to remember about members. When we learn that there's a need, we know we stand up and help, just like we've done at Holden. So I was also informed that we have over 150,000 Washingtonians eligible to be naturalized. That's a big number, 150. So please, as we celebrate today, let's remember that there's a lot of need out there. And that's how we've been helpful here and been able to help each other at Holden. We can do much more out there. They're here. Please feel free to go and speak to them at any time and find out how you can reach out to your communities with their support. Please help me welcome the person in charge of our counties, 8 counties, Field Officer Director Keith Brown.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of the Department of Homeland Security and U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, welcome to this naturalization ceremony, the second one that we have held at Holden Village. To set the stage for our ceremony today, I would like you to join me in watching a documentary about the history of immigration to the United States called The Faces of America. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand for our national anthem, played by Mariachi Estrella. States. It was a very short document, but the very first paragraph of that document laid out the very unique purpose of this organization. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The fraternal organization is We the People. And tonight, we have 11 individuals, 11 candidates sitting in front of you who are about to become full-fledged members of this fraternal organization. Up until now, they've been auxiliary members. They're allowed to live here in the United States and work, but they can't vote. They can't have a U.S. passport, they can't hold a federal job. Tonight, as they become citizens, they become full-fledged members of We the People. And in ceremonies like this all over the United States, each year, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services welcomes over 700,000 new members of this organization. Relish in your success, as you have truly earned it. And as President Obama will soon tell you, in America, no dream is impossible. You can write the next great chapter in our American story. At this time, we will have the presentation of candidates.
Director Brown, at this time, it is my honor to present 11 candidates for naturalization from the country of Mexico. Each candidate has been examined by a USCIS officer and found to be of good moral character and attached to the principles of the Constitution of the United States. Each of them has been found eligible in every respect for United States citizenship. Therefore, I request that you administer the Oath of Allegiance on behalf of the United States government.
My pleasure to do so. For those in the audience, if you want pictures at any time, feel free to come up and get them. It is not going to disturb the ceremony at all. At this time, could I have our 11 candidates please rise and raise your right hands? Please repeat after me. I hereby declare on oath that I absolutely and entirely renounce and abjure all allegiance and fidelity to any foreign prince, potentate, state, or sovereignty of whom or which I have heretofore been a subject or citizen, that I will support and defend the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I will bear arms on behalf of the United States when required by the law, that I will perform non-combatant service in the armed forces of the United States when required by the law, that I will perform work of national importance under civilian direction when required by the law, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, so help me God. Congratulations, you're now citizens of the United States.
It's an honor and a privilege to call you a fellow citizen of the United States of America. This is now officially your country, your home to protect, to defend, and to serve through active and engaged citizenship. Together, we are a nation united not by any one culture or ethnicity or ideology, but by the principles of opportunity, equality, and liberty that are enshrined in our founding documents. Today marks a very special day in your life. You've traveled a long path to get here. You've sworn a solemn oath to this country and now have all the rights of citizenship. With the privilege of citizenship, though, come great responsibilities. And so I ask that you use your freedoms and your talents to contribute to the good of our nation and the world. Always remember that in America, no dream is impossible. Like the millions of immigrants who have come before you, you have the opportunity to enrich this country through your contributions to civic society, business, culture, and your community. You can help write the next great chapter in our American story. And together, we can keep the beacon that is America burning bright for all the world to see. I'm proud to welcome you as a new citizen of this country. May God bless you, and may God continue to bless the United States of America.
Thank you. time, two children are going to help us with the Pledge of Allegiance. Please put your heart, your hand in the, on your heart. I pledge allegiance to the Republic of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
At this time, we will call each of our new United States citizens forward to individually receive their certificate of naturalization. Please feel free to come up and get the picture that you want.
Roberto Castillo Ayala. Fernando Castillo Ayala. Myra Barahona. Porfirio Barahona Lopez. Yes. Jorge Cortez Torres. Maria Ignacia Delgado. Marta Patricia Velázquez de Sánchez. Maria de Refugio Rubio de Escubio. Vicente Hernandez Gaitan. Miguel Angel Chabola Herrera. Hugo Alberto Mendoza Rios.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we conclude the ceremony today, there's a lot of volunteers that have helped with getting these 11 candidates and many other candidates through the citizenship process, and we would just like to give them a certificate of appreciation for all of their efforts. To Chuck and Stephanie Carpenter for the Holland Village willingness to host us. Mariachi Estrella de Mexico for their beautiful music every year. To Jorge Lopez. Christian Chervik. Mr. Stan Foster. Caleb and Connie Seidman. All right, thank you very much. Now, we have a certificate for a group that has not yet performed, but we have the Narnia Choir, who is going to sing one last song before we officially close out the ceremony. And the Narnia Choir, directed by Gina here, is going to perform This Land Is Your Land. And you all are welcome to sing along.
Canada, so that counts for half. Thank you, everyone.